欢迎收听动感英语国际聊第十三集。
Dear podcast listeners, welcome to EEWT show.
уважаемые слушатели, добро пожаловать в подкаст EEWT.
Episode 13.Hi, dear listeners. Welcome to listen this new episode of EEWT. Today, our guest is Alexey from Moscow, Russia. And over him, you will know much more about Russia. He is a nice guy. And he was willingly said yes when I invited him to be our show's regular guest. His English is way better than mine. And actually, he is qualified to teach IELTS.And he got 7 in the IELTS exam long time ago. And you will know from this following conversation, English is part of his life now. Even on his way to the office, he listens English podcasts, watches English shows, and reads English books. So I think if he now take the IELTS exam again, he will got way more scores than 7. Even 7 is already a high score.So if you are going to take the IELTS exam or want to improve your spoken English urgently or faster, I recommend you to contact with him. His email is teacher.alex007@yandex.ru. I will spell it again. teacher.alex007@yandex.ru. His Skype is teacher.alex007 teacher.alex007. That is his Skype. I will leave his contacts on the transcription. So if you are interested, just copy and contact with him. Also, there is a link on the transcription. You can book lessons from him onlineBy the way, in any case, if you cannot find the transcription or cannot contact with our friend Alexey successfully, you can contact with me. My Skype is PLUSMILE. My email is tosmile@139.com. tosmile@139.com. If you like this show, welcome to click likes and comment or repost.It will encourage me to make this show better. Also, welcome to subscribe if you have an idea. I cannot promise you exactly how often I update this show, but there are already friends accepted to join us when they are free. I think in the next 2 episodes, our friends and guests will be Lin from Vietnam and Mao from the Philippines.So welcome to subscribe and you will listen the shows at first time. Thanks again. This conversation was recorded on January 24th, 2016. Edited on the next day. That is all. Now the conversation starts. Yeah, welcome, Alexey.
My name is Alexey. I'm from Moscow, Russia. I have a degree in...And mechanical engineering from Moscow State Automechanical University. But currently I'm working both as a manager in a small company and an English tutor, an online English tutor.
Friend Alex, you mentioned before, you are currently a freelancer teaching, students online. Can you tell something about yourcurrently work, your freelance work?
Yes, recently I started teaching online. I filled out some profiles over the internet and I'm in search of new students. So far I have 10 students. They attend classes regularly and the classes are paid by PayPal.I teach mainly conversational English because people mostly want
to learn how to speak English online.
Yeah.
That's the main reason. Also, I have taken IELTS exam myself, which is IELTS Academic.
Yeah.
And a year and a half ago, my score was 7 overall.
Oh, it's a high score.
So, yes, it is quite high. But actually, I needed 8, but I hope it's all in the future, because I have had massive progress in the last year. So I can teach you how to pass IELTS just as well.
Yeah, I think many Chinese students wanna study abroad. They are very interested in the IELTS program. Can you leave your Skype or email to our listeners? Maybe they are interested and they can contact with you.
Yes, sure. My email is teacher.alex007@yandex.ru, and my Skype is almost the same. It's very easy to remember. teacher.alex007.
Okay, I will leave a transcript. I will leave your Skype in the transcript.
Thank you.
Please, our listeners, if you're interested, please notice this. Friend Alexey, you mentioned to me before you are living in the Moscow region. Can you tell us something about Moscow and your hometown?
Yeah, sure. My hometown is called Belgrade. This is what I consider my hometown. I lived there for 12 years.
Oh.
But so far I have lived in 5 different Russian cities, which are Moscow, Stary Oskol, Kharkov, Belgorod, and currently I'm living in Moscow suburbs called Kirillov. It's named after a very famous space rocket engineer, Kirillov. Well, he sent the first man into space. My hometown is much smaller than Moscow. It's just 500,000 people. 500,000 inhabitants living there. Moscow is very big. It's very overcrowded. There are lots of migrants in Moscow from all over ex-Soviet Union.
Yeah. How was the transportation? How many hours it takes you from your home to the Moscow?
It takes 1 hour and 45 minutes to reach the center of Moscow for me.
Oh.
I mean, my office. So I have to go out at 8:15 a.m. and I arrived to my workplace exactly at 10. So it's quite a long distance and a long journey.
What do you do on the way? I mean, do you listen music or listen podcast?
Usually I listen to different podcasts in English. Oh. I read books in English, or I watch documentaries also in English.
Oh.
Or I can just watch some series like Jessica Jones, or I don't know, The Expanse, House MD, whatever.
Nice. And as I knew, many people like drinking vodka, but you mentioned to me actually vodka is most popular in the older generation. Why?
Yes, it's very much true. I'm 32 years old.
Yeah.
So I can see that among my friends, my peers, people who are the same age, they mostly drink beer, or whiskey, or cognac, but not vodka. Older generation people, they stick to vodka because during the USSR times, it was very popular, it was very accessible.
Yeah.
And I think that people just got used to it and breaking the old habits. It's always tricky, you know.
How about the vodka? I mean, is there some very famous brand you know can be very, very expensive? Or they are just the basically same price?
Oh, there are many brands present in our market. I think the number is in thousands. So the most popular here, I mean, it's the cheapest. It's called Зеленая Марка. It translates into English like a green postmark or a green hallmark. It's cheap, but unlike in the 90s, when we had this chaos in political and economic life, it has relatively decent quality. But there are many premium brands, such as Russian Standard, such as Smirnoff, Finlandia. Finlandia is Finland. It's named after Finland, the northern Nordic country. So price can be as high as $100 per half a liter, or it can be as low as just $7 per half a liter.
Okay. Can you tell us more about the younger generation? Are they going to a bar, club? I mean, the friends you know. Can you tell us about them?
Well, my friends, and keep it in mind, please, that I'm 32, so I'm already hardly a younger generation by our standards. Maybe in the Western Europe, they call it younger generation, but in Russia, it's not really young. Well, people mostly work. And I have found a very interesting OECD statistics. And it says that Russians actually work longer hours than Mexicans, and much longer than the rest of Europe. So it's no wonder that people are always crazy busy with work. But when we have free time, we usually go to clubs or pubs and bars. We go to cinema. And during the summer, people really like to go out to a forest, to a riverside, to, I don't know, to the beach. There's a lot of space in this country.
Yeah.
So you can always find some spot or an opening in the forest.
Mentioned you have an office in Moscow, but you are a freelancer. Why don't you just working at home?
Well, it is a tricky question. First of all, a lot of people in the world, I think, they could work from home, but they don't do it because their bosses want to see them in the office. They want to see them, and they want to just see how they work, apparently. I don't know why, but it's always the same story. Well, sometimes I work from home because part of my responsibilities is I collect data over the internet. We have a huge aggregator here in Russia. It's called Yandex.
Yandex Market in particular. If you want to sell something online, you go there because it takes up 80% of the market. So it's a very, very useful platform. But I'm responsible for the warehouse in our company. So I'm like a watchdog. I need to assess all finances. I need to see to many things like shipping, like warehouse work. So I have to be present at work.
1 country in Russia, do you need to work on Saturday? As you know,
We have five-day work week usually, but our labor market is very unregulated. So it's not like in those places like Germany or Italy, especially Italy, where there are many rules and regulations that regulate labor and businesses. So here in Russia, you can work 7 days a week if you want to, or you may not work at all. But usually people work 5 days a week, 9 hours a day.
Friend Alexey, can you tell us something about your country's tradition? As I noticed from a blog, it is said that the number 7 is the lucky number in your country, but the writer didn't mention why. Can you tell us why? Is it true?
You know, it's the first time when I hear about it. Actually, I did a little research online when you said about it, and I have noticed that it is a lucky number in many cultures, such as in Iran, in Eastern Europe, so it's not something Russia-specific. It has something to do with simple numbers and the probability when you play dice. Because when you roll a dice, there is a very good chance that the combination will be either 6 or 7. So that's why probably it is lucky. I don't know.
So as you know, the Russian do not trust the numbers. I mean, I don't know how to express myself. You don't like special numbers like the Chinese like 6 means very smoothly if you're doing something. If you are doing something, or 8, you will get a lot of money, and 9, you will live longer. You don't have special meanings for some certain numbers.
Wow. No, I'm not recalling any of that. Very good to know about Chinese culture, those things. So 9 is when you want to live longer. Wow. And I need 8. I need a lot of money. Certainly.
And how about lottery? Do you buy lottery?
No, never. And I never gambled in my life.
Yeah, it is kind of gambling.
Yes, it is state-sponsored gambling.
Did you notice that there is a news American Powerball, like hundreds of $1 million prize?
Oh yes, I heard about it.
Yeah, so lucky.
But you know, when someone says, "Would you buy a lottery ticket?" I always dismiss it, saying, "You know, it's such a lottery."
What does that mean?
They always win.
Who always win?
Casinos.
Casinos, you mean the lottery publisher?
Yes, lottery publishers, casinos, they always win.
Yeah. It's not the client who wins.
Yeah. In 2013, your country's president Putin gave a smartphone, which is Yota phone, to our president Xi. Is Yota popular in your country?
Yota phone. Yes, I know what you're talking about. It's a smartphone.
Yeah.
It was conceived as a very smart device because it has two screens.
Yeah.
One of them is OLED display, just like in a normal Android phone, like Samsung or HTC or, I don't know, Sony Xperia. And on the other side, it has electronic e-ink display. And because of that feature, it can stay charged on 1% for a whole day because this e-screen electronic paper has very low energy consumption. But the implication of that technology was not as good as the idea, as the original idea, because the main screen has quite low resolution. And what the main drawback is that this phone is kind of overpriced. It's too expensive for its characteristics. That's why it's not very popular here.
I think the price is basically the same with iPhone 6.
Yes, it's the same with iPhone, with the latest iPhone, and with the latest Samsung Galaxy. But their screens, I mean, screen of Yota Phone 2 is not as good as the one of the Samsung or let alone Apple.
I see.
But the idea was great. I really think so, because, for example, for me it's a problem. I use this Samsung Galaxy S3. It's very cheap, it's very reliable, it has good value for money screen. It's an HD screen, actually, so it has reasonable resolution.
You are using Galaxy. What's the size of your...
It's Samsung Galaxy S3, and...
I mean the screen size.
I would have to Google it. It's 4.8 inches, if I'm not wrong.
It's not the biggest size of Samsung, right? I think it has 5.5 size.
Yes, they have a Samsung Galaxy Note. It's a line of product and they are bigger, but I don't have such big pockets.
Yes. But someone, they like the big size of the screen mobile. That's why the Samsung was very popular in my country. Beginning the Samsung, the most welcome feature is the big size, the battery can change, and SD card, something like that. Do you know some Chinese brand mobile phone?
Well, to be honest, I don't know which brand is actually authentically Chinese. But iPhone is basically a Chinese phone because they're all manufactured in China.
Yeah.
They're just designed in the United States and everything is manufactured in China.
Yeah. It's manufactured by Foxconn.
Yeah, Foxconn factory.
Yeah. Actually, my city have a Foxconn factory.
Wow. Yeah. It's interesting to know.
How about Lenovo? Have you heard this brand before?
Yes, many times.
Oh.
But I mainly associate it with notebooks, Lenovo.
Yeah. It also have a smartphone.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think it is not very popular in China. I think Huawei, have you heard this brand?
Oh, yes. That's my mother, she uses this brand.
Yeah, Huawei is the Huawei phone is quality and the price is reasonable. And in China is also very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. My mother is using it and it's quite reliable. It has very bright screen.
How about other products made in China? Can you see some other products made in China in your place?
Well, basically, nearly half of what I see is made in China. So, just to name a few, to be honest.
Do you use them? Sure you do.
Yeah, like every day, because everything is manufactured somewhere in China.
Yeah. How do you think about the quality, the design, the price?
Well, China is nowadays the world's factory, and you know, 15 years ago, just 15 years ago, there was this prejudice against all Chinese products because people thought they were of a very low quality.
Yeah.
But now it has changed dramatically because we all know that all iPhones are manufactured in China.
Yeah.
You also have automobile industry.
Yeah.
In development, and Chinese cars are gaining popularity here in Russia because they're very good value for money.
Yeah.
So their quality might be not as good as Volkswagen or Audi or Mercedes, but Russia is not a very rich country, so, and we have this huge gap between rich and poor. So many people buy Chinese cars because they're reasonably reliable and you can drive them anyway.
Yeah, I see.
And by the way, I know the Chinese vodka with snakes inside. That's a very popular brand.
You mean which brand Chinese vodka?
With the snakes inside. You know, it's like a big bottle and it has a snake inside.
Oh.
And also some spices.
Oh.
People who live in our far east, in places like Vladivostok or Khabarovsk, they always bring it here as a gift. Because we don't see that here. It's very exotic.
With Chinese car, the Chinese vodka, white wine.
It's like white wine, yeah.
Yeah, some white.
Cool.
Some white wine. We put some herb in the wine, which they think is very helpful for man's health.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Okay, dear friend Alexey. Thanks for your time. Hope you can be a regular guest. Will you?
Surely. I hope that I will be a regular guest on EEWT podcast. And I wish you good health.
Oh, thank you.
So, goodbye.
Friend, take care. See you
next time.
See you next time.